So the first point we obviously want to make, which sort of links to our previous discussion of linear programming, is that of course in partial differential equations, which is the dominant source of matrices in computer science, those matrices which correspond to these differential operators are sparse, namely most of the elements are zero. So a full matrix is by definition a matrix where, inverted commas, essentially all the elements are non-zero. What it means operationally is they're matrices that when you write the code to process them, you pay no attention as to whether the element is zero or non-zero. In most floating point units, it takes as much time to add zero to A as it does to add 3.14159, etc., to A. And it is no faster adding zero to A than anything else. So you can always take care of zeros. You can add them or multiply them. Floating point units give the right answer. They give the answer zero, of course. They give you zero for multiplication, and they leave the number unaltered if you add to it. So full matrix algorithms, which are in fact often applied to matrices which are sparse or have some zeros, but these are algorithms where we do nothing about the zeros. We don't do anything special. Whereas in the partial differential equation, the whole algorithm was arranged to exploit the zero structure. We explicitly, in the iterative algorithms, only iterated effectively over the non-zero elements of the matrix. So one obvious remark, which I probably made before, is that it is, of course, even slow. That you can never. It's not useful to test if a matrix element is zero, because it takes longer to test normally than it does to do a floating point operation. When A times B is usually faster than if A equals naught, because an if statement causes a branch which destroys your pipeline, and therefore your computer would tend to run slower. So the only way you can exploit zero structure is not by testing dynamically if it's zero. It is by arranging the computation to see if it is to exploit the zeros. That, of course, was not true on old computers. In the good old days, when computers took a long time to do a floating point operation, it was much faster to test on zero than it was to do a floating point operation. On the Cosmic Cube, the 8087 took several hundred machine cycles to do a floating point operation, and it had no pipeline in the instruction stream. So you actually gained on machines of that architecture a lot by testing on zero. You do not gain anything on current machines, because they can do a floating point operation, in fact, several per clock cycle.